And you're very welcome back to Lifeline. Now, I should be joined on the line by Sheila. Good morning to Sheila.
Good morning, Debbie. How are you?
Not too bad. And Sheila, you're the fundraising and communications manager there with the Beaumont Hospital Foundation and no stranger to Near FM. Once again, it's this time of the year, Sheila, and it's On Your Heroes Day. Can you tell the listeners a little bit about this?
Well, the Honour Your Heroes event is really a way for us to highlight some of the positive news stories or positive health stories coming from Beaumont Hospital. So often you hear a lot of negativity about the hospital and not such great stories, I suppose, in terms of trolley waiting times and things like that. And what we wanted to try and do was highlight the fact that there are people attending the hospital, they are getting better. And really, while the resources are the one thing that we might be short of here in the hospital, what we aren't short of is great caring staff and workforce here who are, you know, responsible for taking in some very sick people and caring for them. And thankfully, many of them are able to go home and carry on with their lives.
And that's what
so really
do
what
here.
We've asked people to do yeah. is we've highlighted some people who've really come through the foundation here. So in many cases, there are people who've been treated here who feel that they'd like to give something back to the hospital for the care that they've received, and they do some fundraising for us. So what we've been able to do is highlight some of the people that have come through the foundation who have been former patients of the hospital and ask them to come back to tell their stories and to pick a member of staff or a team here in the hospital that they'd like to pass on thanks to. So that's really what the Honour Your Heroes is about. And there's a number of patients who'll be here on Thursday and they've all highlighted somebody that they particularly will be telling their story about and telling the story about how this particular person has really been instrumental in their care while at Beaumont Hospital.
And how many years now is this going?
This is the fourth year, I believe, of the Honour Your Heroes reception. I mean, it's great, and it's very well attended by members of the media. I suppose that they like to hear some of the stories as well.
Yeah.
We do try and pick stories, I suppose, that are particularly compelling, and some of the people who've been really very close, you know, to losing their lives, who've been able to save here at Beaumont.
Well, over the 4 years that we've been down, I think, to most of them, and I've done a lot of interviews with people, as you said, who've been very, very sick and have come through, and as I said, they're on the day to tell their story, and they're so happy, you know, with the help. They, you know, we do hear the bad stories about the trolleys and the waiting, and it is terrible, but everyone says once they're in the hospital, the care they get is 100%, and to talk to people who've gone through serious illnesses, and as I said, a lot of them are very, very serious, and on the day, it's a great... The atmosphere is great on the day when you're down there.
Yeah, well, I think it is very charged. There's a lot of people who, for them to come back to Beaumont and to take part in the reception, it's very emotional for them. You know, it brings them back to the place that they were when they first came here. And I suppose for the families as well, because I suppose... you know, when you have somebody who's sick in hospital, obviously, you know, it's the family who are carrying, you know, the emotional charge, really, when that person is perhaps in a coma or in an induced coma or something like that. So for the whole family unit, I suppose it's lovely to come back and to be able to celebrate the fact that the person that they initially brought to Beaumont is able to walk back in through the door, is able to talk, and is able to talk about how they're getting on with the rest of their life.
And who have you got this year? Is there many people or just a few of us?
Well, it tends to, I mean, we don't pick a huge amount of people because otherwise we could be here for a long time.
Yeah.
So we pick five or six stories that have come our way that we feel, you know, reflect some of the specialities here in the hospital. Beaumont is the neurological and neurosurgical centre for the country, so we get an awful lot of patients who've had neuro issues or head injuries that need treated here. It's also the renal centre, so all the transplants are done here. And one of the stories we have this year is identical twins, Nolene Diskin and Helen Keogh, who are from Lucan. They're you know, they're ladies in their 40s, but one of them had Crohn's disease, and as a result of the medication she was taking, had irreparable damage to her kidney. And her twin sister donated one of her own kidneys to her sister. And because their bodies were really, you know, 100% replicas of each other, she had no anti-rejection. So literally, her body completely accepted the tissue type from her twin sister, which is quite remarkable when you
That's
think about
amazing.
It.
That's amazing.
With no anti-rejection whatsoever. So they're totally identical, very bubbly girls, and they'll be back to just tell about what happened to them. We also have a young man who had a horrific crash in Armagh, and he hit a tree. He broke his skull, he broke his neck, he had bleeds to the brain, and he is now back at work. He's coming from London for the event. Just to pass on his thanks, and he's passing on his thanks to David O'Brien, who's the head of the neurosurgery department here in Beaumont. We also have a young boy who had a serious bleed at home. He was simply helping his mother unpack the groceries one evening at home, and he complained of a headache, which continued to get worse by the second. They rushed him to the local hospital, and within 40 minutes of the first signs of the headache, he was on life support machine. So what happened to him was he had a bleed on the brain, and his head and his brain, there was swelling going on in his head, so he was very, very close to death as well. And he was rushed by Garda escort from Ballinasloe Hospital here to Beaumont, where he underwent neurosurgery. So that happened to him in May, and by September he was starting school. So really, you know, quite miraculous, really. And his family would tell you that he had a very short window of time in which to get to Beaumont, in which they tried to prevent any lasting damage, brain damage. So there's a 5-hour window from first symptoms to, you know, so that they would always try to operate within that time frame. So that's just a flavour of some of the people that we'll have on Thursday here in the hospital telling the stories.
Great. I'm really looking forward to talking to them again. I mean, the people you meet, the people I've talked to last year, the year before, it's so interesting talking to them, and they're so happy that they're back in Beaumont, but in different circumstances. They're back, as you said, walking in the door, and to hear these stories, I mean, and they're so, you know, I mean, it's so serious, and then they're walking back in the doors, which is great. So, Sheila, we'll be down on Thursday anyway to speak with these people. And great, I hope it goes as well for you this year as it has done for the past couple of years.
I hope so too. It's something that we hope to expand upon and grow, and really just to really, as I said, to highlight that Beaumont is a great hospital, does a great job in caring for people, and you know, that the staff, you know, whatever about the lack of resources that they have here, they really are doing 100% and putting 100% into their roles every day.
And as you are fundraising and communications manager there for Beaumont Hospital Foundation, you rely on people, you rely on, you know, on sponsorship and people to do, I suppose, fundraising events. Is there anything else coming up in the near future?
Well, I mean, we do an awful lot of stuff behind the scenes, I suppose, that aren't really events-based. So we were doing raffles, and I know a lot of people in the community here would always be ongoing supporting our raffles, and we're always very, very grateful to them for doing that. Mm. And then we'll have our Christmas campaign, which will be coming up shortly. I know we shouldn't really be mentioning the C word in August, but it is really something that we are trying to really put a lot of effort into this year, around our silver bells, which we sell at Christmas time. So I hope, we're hoping to do, you know, a large kind of appeal to the community to buy our silver bells this Christmas, which are, you know, Christmas gifts, either for your own self or to give to somebody else, but which support the work of the hospital. And again, to say, obviously, you know, any extra funds that we get, you know, are for equipment and service here in the hospital that aren't possible through the annual budget. So, you know, that's really for stuff that they need on the wards, that they need in the surgical departments, that they need in the operating theatres, and that they really cannot wait to have to purchase. So anybody who is buying a raffle ticket or, you know, supporting us in any way between, you know, any part at any time of the year, and that's where their money is going. We don't fund any salaries or anything like that. It is purely equipment and services that you know, improve patient care. So if you give, what you're doing is helping some other sick person to get better by, you know, helping our staff to have the equipment that they need to do that.
Great. And how do you get the raffle tickets?
The raffle tickets, if anybody's interested in getting raffle tickets, they can get them from the front desk here in the hospital, or if they'd like to give us a ring on 809-2161, and we can organise to get them to them. A lot of people have been buying them for years, and we would have they would be done by telephone. They'd be asked to sell them by the telephone, but if anybody isn't aware of them and would like to take some, they can give us a call. We then give away from the raffle. The winning prize from the raffle is cash prizes up to the total value of €10,000. So I know last time we had a number of winners. Our last raffle was winners. We had somebody from the local area for each of the three. We had somebody from Raheny in third place, and somebody from Rush in second place, and somebody just outside the gate of the hospital in Coolock who won first. So we were able to put all that money back into the community from the raffle tickets that are sold there.
Brilliant. Okay, Sheila, we'll talk to you on Thursday, and if there's anything else coming up, do get in touch and we'll give you a plug and get it
thanks,
up there.
Debbie,
okay.
Thanks, nice
thanks
to
a million,
to you
Sheila.
Again.
Bye
morning.
Bye.
Thanks.